Welcome back. You are listening to the new session of Art of Communication, and our topic is listening for better communication. Listening is one of the most difficult but important communication skills. Listening is such an important part of communication, and yet we get very little training. If we could listen better, we could improve our relationships, jobs, grade points, and our communication skills. Most of us are not very good listeners. We may be clever at pretending to listen, but we either don't want to offend our conversation partner, or we don't want to invest the time and energy it takes to be skilled in this neglected art. A good listener is said to be a good learner too. We might have assumed that listening comes easy. For starters, we tend to pay attention to whatever we find most interesting at the moment. What are the causes of poor listening? There are a number of reasons why people don't listen very well. The few common ones are the subject matter may be uninteresting. The second one is getting distracted by something the speaker says and turning out or going off on a tangent. The third one is pretending to pay attention when we are really not. The fourth is getting overstimulated by something the speaker says. And the fifth one, wasting the differential between thought speed and voice speed. Probably the major reason why we find it so hard to listen is because our mind speed is 4 times faster than conversational rate. Listening can either be an asset or liability. It's an asset if we utilize the difference to hear what the other person is saying, relate to it, and then prepare some kind of response. But it can become a real trap if we listen briefly and then get off on a tangent from which there is no return. It's little wonder then that the best listener gets only about 65% of sustained discourse because of this differential. Most of us will listen to about half of either a lecture or a long conversation. The rest of the time we are tempted to go off into some mental meadow or valley of our own. The person who half listens during a lecture or meeting and then tries to remember that information later will find it hard to remember because it wasn't recorded in the brain the first time it was heard. So how can we overcome this trouble of listening? The few steps that we can follow are: isolate the major causes for our listening difficulties. The second one is work to eliminate those causes. For example, if we tune out less than fascinating speakers or topic at a meeting, we tell ourselves that we need the information and the interest level is not our main reason for listening. The third one, we would apply the techniques of self-motivation. And the fourth is by vividly imaging the benefits of improved listening. These include much better grasp of information, sharpening of listening skill, and time saving. Thank you.